You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
On the BetMGM Network, we are live on a football Friday, getting you ready for the weekend, and we're ready to go. Great to have you all with us. The whole crew here. Week one in the NFL underway last night. And look at this card. Shaping up real nice. Before we get to it, did you see the kid? You're a parent, Chelsea. Did you see the kid in Jacksonville? I'm betting on Jacksonville. I'll talk about that in a second. The kid in Jacksonville who woke up early, five-year-old kid, lives near a Chick-fil-A. His parents are asleep. He gets up. He's hungry for some Chick-fil-A. So he sneaks out of the house. He slips through a fence, walks into the local Chick-fil-A. He knows how to get there because his parents have driven there before or walked there before. He walks up to the counter, makes an order. And the people are like, okay, let's sit this guy down. Let's get him a breakfast sandwich, and we'll sit down with him. They call the police. The police sit down with him, trying to figure out where he came from. And he says, am I going to get arrested? I'm like, no, you're going to be fine. So they finally drove around the neighborhood until the kid picked out his house and said, oh, that's where I live. And so then they went up to the door, woke up the parents who were still asleep, and said, hey, your kid was sitting at Chick-fil-A eating a sandwich. Might want to keep an eye on him. But people love their Chick-fil-A, even if you're five.
I feel like there's a lot of red flags in this story. Like, if he's five, how is he getting out of the house? Where is he getting money? And although I do respect the independence, because listen, my daughter won't even go upstairs by herself. Like, she's like, what if somebody's up there? So, Blake, nobody's upstairs. It's the middle of the day. The doors are locked. But if I'm a parent and you wake up and your kid's not there, that has to be the ultimate feeling of panic. So I know this is like a light, funny story to most people. But like, if you're a parent and your five-year-old is not in your house, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I'm doing some reevaluation of my parenting decisions.
I know. It's funny now because it's over and the kid's okay. But I'm like, also, you were sleeping. Your kid was walking down the street going to Chick-fil-A. I mean, I respect, you know, the dedication to Chick-fil-A, but also might want to keep an eye on your kid. Here's something to keep an eye on. Oh, the lineup here at BetMGM. A winning football Sunday starts right here on the BetMGM Network. Wake up with BetMGM Game Day. Joe O, Kate Constable, and Jason Lockenfora will set the stage for you from 8 to 11 in the East. Then at You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff featuring Nick Costas and Sammy P getting you ready for every game. Line movement, props, fantasy, we've got you covered right here on the BetMGM Network. And now, what do we got? Oh, we got our plays, but also I want to remind you, coming up on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, they're going to recap Spitgate last night. Eagles and Cowboys also going to hand out their favorite plays in college football and the NFL. Kelly in Vegas will be along at 11 o'clock, but before that, now we got to hand out our favorite plays of the weekend.
Time to place your bets.
Elsa, we will start with you. What's the play?
All right, play of the day is going to be a prop in the National Football League. I'm going to go with Colts quarterback Daniel Jones over his rushing attempt prop of 5.5 for -140. This is more what I expect from the play calling. And we know that the head coach of the Colts, Shane Steichen, was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles and had Jalen Hurts at his disposal. So I think the fact that Daniel Jones is an underrated running quarterback, he is going to use this to his advantage against the Dolphins this weekend, because Daniel Jones is low-key fast. He's been clocked at over 20 miles an hour in practice when he's running the football. So 5.5 feels like a very gettable number. I was looking at Anthony Richardson last year for the Colts, because I understand they're different quarterbacks, but you can kind of tell where the play calling lies. Anthony Richardson went over this number in 9 of 11 games. In fact, in some of these games, he had double-digit rush attempts, and I understand he is a much worse passer than Daniel Jones, but I still think that this is too good of an aspect of Daniel Jones' game to leave on the table. So let's go over 5.5 rush attempts for Daniel Jones this weekend for the Colts against the Dolphins.
Okay. I decided to load up and take the advice of Double D's. Like, if you win, you'll be a hero. If you lose, who cares? Let's go. So I got a little bit of everything here. I'm going to start with some baseball plays. Baseball play of the day, Braves first five money line, -140. Braves hosting the Mariners. Logan Gilbert going up against Chris Sale. Chris Sale came back from injury and looked awesome. One run over six innings against the Phillies. That means he has not given up more than a single run in seven consecutive starts. Mariners can hit. I don't think they hit Chris Sale. And Logan Gilbert, he's been really good at home, not good on the road this season. 1-4, a 5.80 ERA. Also, Seattle does struggle on the road, just 32-40 this season. I'm going to play the Braves early in this one. Braves first five behind Chris Sale on the money line at -140.
Ooh, I'm thinking that I should add things as we speak, because I was thinking about adding Spencer Rattler under his passing yardage prop. I don't know where 193.5 came from. That feels very high to me. But I don't have it locked and loaded, so we won't do that. All right, next up, instead, we are going to do a little same game parlay that has some correlated action. So for me in the Titans game, going to go with Calvin Ridley, wide receiver number one for the Titans, 3+ catches and 25+ receiving yards. It feels like a very low number, and you can get it for -145. So I think that we have seen this early in the preseason, that Cam Ward wants to throw to Calvin Ridley. The only reason I'm not taking his normal prop is because the Broncos secondary is very good, and I think Sean Payton is going to get some steady pressure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
On Cam Ward. But listen, even if we get this in garbage time, I think Calvin Ridley is still going to be heavily involved in the game plan. So 3+ catches, 25+ receiving yards, -145. I feel like that is a solid play as well.
All right. Good luck on those plays. Let's go back to the diamond before we delve into football. Red Sox D-backs over 8. I'm playing it down from 8.5 going over 8, -155. Whatever. Peyton Tolley going for the Red Sox. The Rook made his debut last week against the Pirates. Really good. 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings. He's facing Eduardo Rodriguez. Oh, we always fade E-Rod on this show. So Tolley has a lot of good stuff. At the same time, this D-backs lineup can still hit and rake, despite the fact that they were sellers at the trade deadline. And Erod at home has been sort of a disaster. An ERA of 5.69. When you look at over teams in baseball, Boston, the ninth best team to the over. Arizona is 11th. And again, this is a hitter's park. So let's go over 8 minus 155. College football, Navy. The midshipmen just up the road to one of my favorite places, Annapolis, laying 21 against UAB. This has come down from Navy minus 21 and a hook. So a little bit of Blazers money coming in. Well, that's just fine with me. I don't care. This triple option, a nuanced triple option, a new age triple option, has just been running roughshod over people. Navy went 10-3 last year, coming off a win over VMI in the season opener, 52-7. And the Blazers, are they going to be able to stop Navy? I don't think so. Coached by Trent Dilfer, NFL experience, but this Blazers team gave up 514 yards to Alabama State last week. Give me Navy minus 3 touchdowns in Annapolis. Jags minus 3 against the Panthers. I talked about it. I hope Bryce Young does well this year, but I am backing Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen and how much they have worked together in a really cohesive manner during the offseason. Liam Cohen is responsible for Baker Mayfield's career year in Tampa. That's the reason why he was brought into Jacksonville. This is a home game, two bad defenses, but Trevor Lawrence has the advantage offensively with his weapons, and I'm not just talking about Travis Hunter, who will play some offensively, but don't forget about Brian Thomas Jr. Trevor Lawrence will look good this weekend. The Jags cover the number. Jags minus 3 at home in Jacksonville. And finally, Titans team total. I'm going to play this up to 17.5. I look for a 17, not out there. Minus 155 against the Broncos. I mean, this is Cam Ward's debut. Is he going to get more than 17 against this Denver defense? I don't think so. A Denver defense, top 10 in the NFL last year. Nick Bonito just signed. They added Talanoa Hufanga. Also, Dre Greenlaw, who may or may not play. I don't think it's going to matter because this Broncos defense is going to feast on a rookie who has to go into a really difficult place this weekend to play. Titans team total under 17.5. Woo! A lot of bets on the card, but that's what a Football Friday is for.
I like how you're fading both me and my husband's favorite team. Like, the entire Buchanan household is being faded, both the Panthers and the Titans.
It's not personal. Well, you know what? Listen, if I win, I'll be happy. If I lose, I'll be like, well, at least Chelsea and Jake are happy this weekend. So it's a win-win for the show. Mm-hmm. How about that? All right, yeah. We got to get the Donkster in here, and then we'll talk to Joe. Oh, Donkster, what's going on?
Guess what?
What?
I wrote a poem about week one in the NFL.
Okay. Let's hear it. I love how the Donkster isn't on the screen, by the way. It's just me talking. Okay, fair enough. Here's a poem from the Donkster. All right.
My body anticipates the snap of the ball. I see Scott Hinton, and I'm so turned on. Week one has arrived. I can't get enough. Oh, I just got flagged for an illegal touch.
Donkster, so gross. We were doing so well. All right, let's get a play here.
Niners, minus 2.5 at the Seahawks. Jim Zorn.
Okay, great. What's coming up next on Bet Sweats? I'm sure more fantastic football analysis and picks. College and pro game, that means we bring in our good friend Joe Ostrowski. Joe, oh, good morning. He was there. It was like the second time this has happened this week. People just dip out at the last second. They're like, hey, what's going on? See ya. Gone.
Yeah. We're going to have trust issues after Bet Sweats. Thanks for nothing, guys. Let's see if he comes back. Probably not. It's fine. Like, what would we have asked him about anyway? Like, last night's game? We have plenty of takes for that already. Like, why do you even need to watch Bet Sweats? Just rewatch our show.
Yeah, I'd like to know if Joe has ever spit on anyone. Probably not. Doesn't seem that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I certainly hope not. I'd like to get his take, though. And hear about it. Once again, not the MVP of the weekend, VMix. You do anything exciting this weekend? I am entertaining the lovely Sheila, Catherine's mother, who got in town last night. We had some wine, had a good time. Then I was like, guys, I got to go to bed. But tonight's the night we get a little turn here. All of us. It's going to be a great night.
I was going to say, isn't that usually the game plan is that she parties harder than you guys do?
Yes, pretty much. We get her going. What have we done? Sheila, what are you guys doing down there in South Carolina? My God. But that'll be fun. They're going to go out and do some wedding stuff today. I'm going to take a nap, and then we're all going to come together late this afternoon to figure out something to do. So this is my one night, you know. It's football season. We got to lock it in. Lock it in. But
you lock it in.
You lock it in. See? That's going to do it for us.
Hell yeah.
For Chelsea, for Denton, for Double D, and the Donkster, I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck on your bets. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.